Lawmakers plan to vote on the final budget bills later in the week after they finally agreed to and printed all of the remaining pieces of legislation late Sunday, 4 days after they had announced that they'd reached a deal. The Assembly is not scheduled to return until Thursday, but the state Senate met Sunday night to begin passing portions of the budget. Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco says now that the bills are finally finished, it should be easy for the Senate, at least, to complete the budget on time.
For the Senate, it's working out extremely well in that we've passed the 4 of the 10 budget bills. We had plenty of time if anyone wanted to make a comment or make a suggestion or vote against the bill, debate the bills, and we've only got 6 left.
Some of the final pieces include the revenue portion of the budget. It contains a 3-year phase-in of the minimum wage to $9 an hour in 2016 and rebate checks of $350 for every family with a child under the age of 18 and earning between $40,000 and $300,000 a year. It also includes a multi-year extension of an extra tax on millionaires and a 1-year extension of a surcharge on utilities, which is passed on to businesses and residential customers. Some of the senators say they regret they were unable to win full restoration of $120 million in cuts to services for the developmentally disabled. Senator David Carlucci chairs the Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities Committee. He says half of the money will be put back in the budget, though.
I'm happy that we're able to restore that funding. I would have liked to seen more. I think what we have to do now is work to see with CMS, the funding that came in, to see where we can use that funding to plug the holes in the budget to make sure that service providers can continue to provide quality care.
Michael Carey, whose son Jonathan died while in the care of a state-run center for the developmentally disabled, is disappointed. He says at least $150 million additional dollars is needed to beef up security at the centers to protect the patients. And he blames Governor Cuomo for pushing for the cuts.
The people have spoken. He's just not listening. Both houses rejected the governor's proposal, and he's forcing it to stay in. So, half isn't enough.
Cuomo has said more money is not always the answer, and he expects the providers to cut administrative costs, not services to the disabled. The governor and legislature failed to agree on an amendment to fix a problem in the state's new gun control law. In recent weeks, lawmakers found there was a loophole in their ban on 10-bullet magazines. While the new law would limit the maximum number of bullets to 7, the 10-bullet magazine clips are still permitted at shooting ranges and in competitions. Because they could not agree on how to change the provision, Senate Republican leader Dean Skello says that part of the law, which was to have taken effect April 15th, will be put off.
The bill will have an indefinite postponement of the issue concerning the clips.
Senator DeFrancisco says he would have liked to have seen the gun control law, known as the SAFE Act, repealed altogether.
Which I personally believe was a horrible act, and it's not going to make anybody any safer.
But he concedes that's unlikely to happen, since Governor Cuomo and Democrats in the Assembly and Senate continue to back the law. The Senate's current plan is to stay well into the night Tuesday and into early Wednesday morning, passing the budget bills as soon as they reach the 3-day waiting point. That would be at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. The Assembly plans to work all day Thursday to finally finish up. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.